consecrating or cursing, is to create an intention aided by energy bending. Ritual equals opening a portal, and the verbalization of a formula, frequency key, coordinates of the target. That is how I understood also, at that point, that as long as no one is going to come to uncast this spell, it would last forever and ever. It is never going to wither. It is going to be effective, as strong as the start, as long as the earth will go round. And this is how the Egyptian curses in the tombs are made. This experience changed my life and a passion was born, magic. It was the reason why, when I moved back to France after my 8 years assignment in Egypt, I decided to start studying Druidry. In this process, I get to learn French traditional magic, a hedge witchcrafter with local peasants in the rural village in the middle of the woods, where I moved in. Hedge witchcraft consists in the knowledge of natural remedies, the cycles of the seasons and of the moon, and the casting of good spells for healing and protection. I learned that not only in the ancient Egyptian tradition, but also in the European medieval tradition, the structures and mechanisms of spellmaking were exactly the same. Only the maker can undo the spell, unless they gives away the detailed script of the ritual and the tools used. It also depends on the spells. Big spells, involving high, powerful, complex magic, should be undone by the magician himself who accusts to it. Magic is not only about rites and tools, it involves also the bending of energy, universal life force. I was never interested in officially becoming a witch. All that mattered to me was the knowledge. Learning has always been my first passion in life. I broadened my knowledge in magic because I understood that it completed the academic scientific knowledge when it came to understanding ancient cultures. You need to know what they are up to in their tribal rites if you want to deeply understand a society. Moving to Ireland, I met Irish Druids and started to train with them. I was excited to discover another parallel with the Egyptian magic. You need to speak the spells and the rites in the ancient language of the culture. So I learned Gaelic. I also trained to become a certified shaman in pre-Celtic, Celtic and Norse traditions, and I also trained in sound therapy. Then I joined the Welsh Order of Bards, of Apes and Druids, and 5 years later, I was officially ordained as a Druid in Glastonbury, knowing pretty much everything there is to know about magic. I sometimes draw upon my shamanic work to help people to remove bad spells. I don't TMT uncast the spells when I don't TMT have the keys, but I can cut the person from it and the spell bounces back to its sender. What is a spell? Before the Dark Ages of Christianity in Europe, when a severe repression regarding knowledge, and a fracturing of disciplines was operated by the Roman Church in order to control the masses, the societies of the past joined their scientific knowledge with spirituality. This led to the creation of an amazing period known as the Italian Renaissance of the Quattrocento. That saw the blossoming of an amazing society. Toward the end of the 14th century AD, a community of Italian thinkers declared that they were living in a new age, claiming that the barbarous, unenlightened Middle Ages were over. The new age would be a rebirth of learning and literature, art and culture, with the humanistic belief that man was the center of his own universe. Humanism encouraged people to be curious and to question any type of spiritual advice, particularly coming from the medieval church, and to use experimentation and observation to solve earthly problems. As a result, many Renaissance intellectuals focused on trying to define and understand the laws of nature and the physical world. This period marked both the high point and the turning point of alchemy in the West. This Renaissance period marked both the high point and the turning point of alchemy in the West. During the same years in which Kepler, Galileo, Descartes, Boyle, and Newton wrote their revolutionary scientific works, more alchemical texts were published than ever before. But under the impact first of the Reformation and later of the 17th century scientific revolution, alchemy was profoundly changed and ultimately discredited. The organic, qualitative theories of the alchemists were replaced by an atomistic, mechanical model of change, which eventually undermined the alchemical theory of transmutation. The balance between the spiritual and the physical, which had characterized alchemical thought throughout its long history, was shattered, and alchemy was split into two halves, theosophy and the practical laboratory science of chemistry. Magic is, fundamentally, a science that we were conditioned not to acknowledge as such. Because it carries great self-empowerment, the Roman Church devilled the very name of Ars Magica as part of the realm of Satan. Fear creates ignorance, ignorance generates fear. The circle was cast. A spell is basically quantum physics. It involves performing an action at distance, using an energy signature such as a personal belonging, a name, a photograph, DNA, fingernail chunk, hair, etc. Anything that allows to remotely connect to a target. Hence, the spell works by resonance, be it for harmful or healing purpose. This action requires a protocol, a ritual that will call upon and bend the forces of nature, to open a portal. A ritual, in order to be more performant, can also involve invoking benevolent or malevolent entities. Tools are useful, such as magic wands, herbs, gemstones, oils, candles and else, but the most important aspect in a ritual is the intention. Verbalizing your intention is giving it a vessel made with sound frequencies able to alter the atomic structure of matter, mind and consciousness. This is what is called a magical formula. Repeating it 3, 6 or 9 times will create a resonant frequency pattern. The intention, coupled to sound, reaches target at the other side of the quantum bridge, or portal, created by the ritual. The keys of a ritual involving spellcasting are, the script of the ritual in the tiniest details, the language used, the exact formulas, which entities were called, what tools were used, and also the precise astronomical dates when it was performed. To undo a spell, you also need to be trained into the arts of magic and master the work of energy bending. Una mentioned that the elites needed to give away the keys and the tools, but she also said that these people needed to undo their misdeeds by themselves. In the case of the elites would refuse to uncast their spells, there is always a last option for the allies of humanity, which is to use the surrendered magical AKEs to do the job instead. Although, the reason why the elites need to perform this job in person, is that these rituals relate to dark magic. Those who work for the light cannot touch these dark rituals without compromising their own soul in the process. This is why the dark elites need to perform this job in person. OFF World Magic. Some off-world is also practice magic and happen to collaborate with unscrupulous human wizards and elites on Earth. Committing with these beings truly equals to assigning a pact with the devil, and there are probably dark counterparts to pay. Among these off-worlders, is the Anunnaki faction of Enlil who resides on Earth and works with the Dark Cabal. This is why Enlil, a TMS opponent, Enki, is back with his people, to be part of the liberation of humanity. Enki always wanted to see the humans of Earth free from slavery, and it is now finally happening. The Anunnaki are interdimensional beings. They use a technology so advanced that it merged with the domain of the soul. Their magic is based on universal laws, as magic always is, using frequencies, quantum physics, and interdimensional manipulation of space-time. In reason of their advanced evolution, Anunnaki magic is the most powerful ever known to Earth. The Giants are, Eguinoid sauroids from Sigma Draconis, a Chukov subspecies, considered as the sorcerer or priest class among the reptiloid species. They are those reported as the hooded reptilians and are very active in dark magic. They measure 5 feet tall and have an elongated face, a tail and yellowish to green lizard skin. When on Earth, they wear dark hooded robes to camouflage their saurian features. They are extremely dangerous and hateful towards humans and lesser ranking reptiloids. Those who live on our planet combine their science in magic with the Crowley magic, dark witchcraft and some forms of mind control. They are very dangerous as they feed off the emotional essence of their prey, and are skilled as well in dimension hopping. They know how to trap and enslave humans by their vices, weaknesses and fears, blocking their spiritual growth and dragging them back down into lower planes of existence, even using humans as parasite hosts. These creatures feed off the gloom of the human collective. Dark magic rituals involving contacts with the realms of the dead and summoning demons are very useful practices to the reptilians for tearing holes in the fabric of space-time, between our dimensional plane and theirs. The best way to fight them back is to defeat the enemy within, our own fears. Any method of resistance involving shining your own light and healing your wounds helps tremendously to prevent these parasitic attacks. The giants are deeply involved in the agenda of the dark controllers of this world. The Greys or Nepu do not use magic because they don't yet need to, although they can be invited in to assist. The Greys or Nepu rather prefer to use their highly developed psychic abilities, interdimensional skills and advanced technology. A good comparison between the both could be found in the Soft Disclosure series AO Star Trek of the Klingons are the Reptilians and the Borgs are the Greys. This will speak for itself. Oh, on a TMS message unveiled. Let us now read again the part of Onatms encrypted message referring to the dark magic performed by the Dark Earth elites and their nefarious Therete allies. She actually reveals a lot about these rituals. Ao, they will give us the keys to unlock their rituals. A. The keys are the script of the rituals with the outspoken words, the name of the entities and of the ET beings involved. To unlock a ritual means to undo or uncast the ritual, using the same formulas used to summon the same beings and command them to withdraw their influence. We can do this when we have the right formulas, or the keys, that were used to bind these beings to the will of the performers of the ceremony. Sometimes, to get a being to do a job, a price needs to be paid in exchange. Ao, uncast the dark circlers. Magic rituals always start by casting a circle on the ground to set up a sacred space for the ceremony. It is within this circle that entities can be safely summoned, as safe as doing this can be. It acts as a portal and sometimes, even, a temporary stargate. Ao, 9 levels of darkness will be collapsed as one and dispersed into dust. It is over. A. The 9 levels of darkness are referring to the 9 realms or the 9 dimensions in which the spell will be anchored. As we know, the number 9 is widely used in esotericism. The axis is the portal, the pillar in the center of the circle, the shamanic tree or axis mundi, or even the DNA, tree of life, used as sacrificial blood. This portal slash tree needs to be collapsed into dust. Ao, the dust will be scattered to the four winds of human consciousness liberated. A. Each consciousness or aspiritu is composed with the four fundamental forces or elements. To dismantle the spirit of someone or something requires to scatter these elements apart. The spirit ceases to exist, forever and always. In Occidental magic, it is considered that four elements plus one compose all life, as well as the conscious mind, earth, air, fire and water. These four elements are also named the four winds when used in magic rituals and especially in witchcraft. They compose the essence of all living beings but also the human consciousness. Earth corresponds to the direction of the north, air is the rising sun, fire is the south and water is the west. All four elements merge into the center to form a fifth one, spirit. Just like the light passing through a prism spreads into different colors, spirit is composed with the merging of the four different elements. Carl Gustav Jung, the renowned 20th century psychologist, found out that each of the four elements represent an archetype of human psyche. Air represents the intellect and the thinking, fire the intuition and the passions, water represents the emotions and the feelings, and earth stands for the material and sensory aspects. What is a prison planet? The Nebu Impera TMS Siege of Power is located in the Orion Nebula, in the Trapezium Cluster. That dwells the center of their hive consciousness. This super AI links them all together throughout a unified consciousness, same as bees and ants do, receiving orders, living in order, working for order, and only for the collective. Their concept of a prison planet is a world with a lesser advanced civilization, which they enslave by trickery and then block their technological and consciousness development. They do not take prisoners. They create slaves. At the contrary, the Galactic Federation of Worlds and Positive Allied Organizations use prison planets in an opposite concept, not to imprison but to liberate souls. Through a penitentiary system aiming at transmuting dark into light, a concept and way of doing that our Earth culture's haven at TMT yet grasped, they seek to preserve life at all cost, even if this life is that of an enemy. Remember, the ethics of the Galactic Federation of Worlds works are based on two main principles, and pillars of its foundation, free will and balance. Balance stands for justice, defined by these words. AO transforming pain into peacea. It stands as well for respect and preservation of all life, regardless of path this life has chosen. Based on the spiritual principle that the source of all things is dual and that the universe is held by a dynamic force generated through the struggle for balance between destruction and creation, practically and tactically speaking when it comes to an armed conflict, the Galactic Federation of Worlds will apply these values as such. Firstly, they will give their opponent the choice of surrender or fight. If fight it is, the Galactic Federation of Worlds will still try to take prisoners instead of blindly killing, sparing lives as much as possible, and eventually send them back to their home world if they repent. If not, the captives are put in detention until they shift their consciousness out of the cycle of anger and pain. As any living being in the universe allotted with consciousness, all prisoners have free will, in the sense that they remain responsible for their detention. They are released only when they chose to serve peace and evolution. This cognitive process cannot lie. It cannot fool anyone because the frequency of their energy field is measured. When pain leaves the force field of an individual, this person finds peace and radiates a completely different frequency. This inner liberation is irreversible, same as healing cannot be reversed. Once a wound is fully healed and pain has dissolved into the ether, it does not TMT come back. Transforming pain into peace is their very notion of justice and liberation. The Galactic Federation of Worlds can only free a prisoner when he has first freed himself from within. This recalls what Commander Valthor once said me. His words take then a deeper meaning and make true sense in this context. AO, we cannot free a slave who holds onto his chains. Liberation comes from within, in the intention to raise the vibrations of all captured beings, in a perfect sense of equality regarding source, helping them reaching a more peaceful state of consciousness. No prisoner held by the Galactic Federation of Worlds is ever tortured or mistreated. They are instead shown compassion, love and forgiveness. An enemy ceases to be an enemy when his heart truly finds peace. In the Galactic Federation of Worlds, incarceration looks more like rehab centers where feelings of hate and anger are eased by spiritual practice. The prisoners, of course, must be willing to participate, no one is forced against their will. They are never constrained to follow this path, it is their own decision. Obliterating an enemy is about transmuting the dark into light within his heart. What matters is the alchemy of transformation, from pain to peace. This is what the greater justice of the universe is truly about. These methods are considered to be the most efficient in accordance to the principle of free will, and they are as well rolled out in other galaxies. Of course, it remains a detention center, especially for the beings considered a threat to the peace in this galaxy. A prison planet is a world populated only by prisoners and no other life on that planet endures their presence. Everything the prisoners need as a bare necessity is available to them. Everything is remotely controlled from orbit, and the whole is included within a time bubble. Escape is impossible. These places are heavily guarded. No one is killed, so those who decide to stay are in for a very long time. On Siluin, Alpha B Centauri System. Our time, Siluin. December 17, 2021. Siluin, pronounced as Luin, as a moon of Silo, the fourth planet in the Alpha B Centauri system. The Silosa people play a neutral part in the galactic diplomacy, but their involvement and work in the Galactic Federation of Worlds is considerable. Nowadays, the Coeloci from Alpha B Centauri have a great presence on Earth. They look exactly like Earth humans and have infiltrated our modern societies since the 1950s when they began participating in secret projects for technology exchanges with positive factions of prominent Earth governments. The Coeloci were part of the 1954 meetings with President Dwight Eisenhower and, in order to counteract the treaty signed later between the MJ-12 and their regressive Nepo Greys, they collaborated with the U.S. Navy in the creation of a starfleet of defense known as Solar Warden. Among the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Coeloci are the most able to go unnoticed. While they look perfectly like us, they are nonetheless identifiable by their fair skin, clear eyes, blue, green or gray, and fair hair, blonde to white. Their demeanor is gracious and calm. They are also known for having been the residents of Paradise, California, where advanced technologies were developed for the greater good of our future, and unfortunately, fate struck by the hand of the Cabal. But let us leave behind these dramatic events and travel to Alpha B Centauri, 4.37 light-years from Earth, where Thorhan visited the moon Siluin with an axe, on December 17, 2021. Thorhan on Siluin, waiting for an axe. I often chance a contact with Thorhan via the implant or pure telepathy, surprising him wherever he is. Of course, he must be willing to answer my caller on the other end. On this day he did answer, and he showed me the place he was visiting, which I had seen in the past months already through his eyes. It is a very beautiful place. The first thing you notice is light, so bright that it is nearly blinding, and you realize then that it comes from the powerful sunlight, a TMS reflection on a blanket of immaculate clouds underneath. Siluin hosts a huge floating facility, like a city above the clouds. I never saw the complete shape of it, only a very long terrace covered by a glass dome. One end is disappearing with the perspective. But I understand that it connects to another complex of floating buildings, with a glass-covered footbridge with metallic banisters on both sides, where people comes and goes. All the metallic structures are white. The bridge enlarges in the shape of a terrace as it reaches to the other end, a complex of very futuristic buildings, very smooth, very shiny. In the interior of these buildings are conference rooms. That is all I know about it. It seems to be an important hub for this galactic sector. What are you doing here? I asked Thorhan. I am accompanying an axe. He is attending a meeting here and he needed an escort. And, of course, you were the escort. I like this place, he replied with a smile. It is so calm, it is a heaven of peace. I thought I would have a short break from the Sol system. What kind of meetings are going on here? I cannot tell you for the moment. It is diplomacy, involving your star system. All good? All good, do not worry. Who are the participants in these meetings? No one from Terra, but the Council of Five and the Xenogene Alliance are involved. Representatives from the Galactic Federation, the Ashtar Forces and the Intergalactic Confederation are also in there. Well, I suppose I can tell you a little about the topic, TMS about peace, in all the aspects of its implementation in your star system, how to secure it from some enemies who never give up, and also how to set this new era of peace in time. Anax was heading towards the building and Thorhan said he would need to end his communication with me. Which he did. I wish I could be there, in this floating city in the upper atmosphere of the fourth planet TMS moon in the Alpha B Centauri system. It was so peaceful, the ambience is as if it is embedded in cotton, smooth, so calm, far away from the horrendous madness on Earth. Martian Affairs on Ganymede December 30, 2021. Thorhan was on Ganymede today. He made telepathic contact via my implant and gave me a visual as well. Another one of these AOHATMM gonna show you something in a moment. He was in a big room, which had a large oval window looking over the stormy giant Jupiter, so big and close. It is always mesmerizing to watch, whether I am there in person or either spying through Thorhana TMSIs. The lights in the room were dimmed. I thought at first that it was on purpose, in order to adapt to the conditions of vision of certain races present there, most of which I had never seen before, probably from the Intergalactic Confederation group, but Thorhan explained that the reason was to better view the holographic screen projections for the meeting. There was a gathering between people from the Intergalactic Confederation and the Martian Reptilian Delegation, the Teru'u, which I recognized from the visuals Thorhan showed me several months ago. These seemed to be leaders or officials as they wore a lot of decorations on their chest. Fundamental changes were occurring on Mars since the planet was liberated from the Dark Fleet and ICC occupation. Thorhan was present because he participated to the first raid on Mars early this year, on April 6, 2021, and the meeting was about discussing the future of Mars and how things were settling there, between the local Martians and the colonies. Armed and trained in secret by the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the reptilian Teru'u had led the global Martian rebellion, in which the local insectoid species also took part. As each time he at TMS attending a meeting, Thorhan will cut contact just before the meeting begins. I well understand the reason for this, everything is finely regulated regarding safety and confidentiality matters, and I consider myself incredibly lucky just to get to have these amazing experiences. What hides on Saturn February 19, 2022? A.O. What is on Saturn belongs now to the Alliance. The technology that was there and which we recently seized from the Nebu could have blown up this entire star system and caused great damage in the fabric of space-time. It was their hidden weapon and we seized it. This action occurred when the Nebu were chased from Sol and your system liberated. We kept secret the knowledge about Saturn until now, when was voted recently the dismantlement and obliteration of this technology, for the greater peace of this area in the galaxy. A. Anax. A very long time ago, around 50.000 BC, the Nebu held several outposts in this star system, before an intervention from the Intergalactic Confederation kicked them out, in 26.000 BC. The Nebu technologies were dismantled, although many devices were left in place, abandoned and obsolete. When the Nebu came back into this star system, in the 1948 EMS, they found and reactivated their ancient technologies. The Saturn device was a cue broadcasting a signal that connected to the Orion Hive. That signal was also relayed to a second one, smaller, located on Luna, Earth a TMS moon. From the lunar device, an array of low frequency was broadcasted onto Earth. When the Nebu were cast out of this star system, in 2021, all their technology was confiscated by the Alliance, and dismantled. Martian Renaissance February 21, 2022. February 21, 2022, new colonies on Mars. This morning I had a new contact with Thorhan in which he informed me that he would travel to the Alpha Centaurian systems, staying for a few days to help prepare and escort a big convoy of new Alpha Centauri colonists to our solar system. This mission would take 4 Earth days to be completed. These Alpha Centaurians and their families will settle on Mars and work with the new colonists from Earth in order to help them with their own experience in that matter, and also with new technologies they will provide, mainly in the field of agriculture and high-tech biodomes. There will be mixed colonies where both Earth humans and Alpha Centaurians from different Centaurian systems, Alpha A, Alpha B and Proxima, will live together. Their morphology is quasi-identical to ours and we can live in the same environmental conditions. This cooperation between Earth humans and Alpha Centaurians started at the end of the 1950s, according to Thorhan. They are pacifist cultures who helped humanity in developing new technologies non-related to military tech and spacecraft engineering. They are helping us mostly in the medical field and any domain that can improve day-to-day life on Earth. I asked Thorhan, why is an escort necessary and what type of work are you going to do in the Centaurian systems? He replied this. Your star system is highly protected and so is theirs, but the space in between is a battlefield. Space is a hostile ground, especially in this sector of the galaxy. I am escorting scientists, ethnologists and technicians from the Galactic Federation to the Alpha Centauri systems.